Dreamscape presents The Cutting Edge by Linda Howard, performed by Lisa Lockford.
Chapter 1. That, said Brett Rutland in a quietly appreciative voice, should be illegal. Evan Brady had been watching the young woman who had just walked past them, too, and he could only agree. He'd already been in the Los Angeles office for a week, and he'd seen her several times. You'll have to get in line along with the rest of us, he advised Brett dryly. Her social life would make a Philadelphia debutante green with envy. A cool, hard smile touched Brett's lips. Sorry, I think I'll cut in and go to the head of the line. Evan was a little startled, for he'd never known Brett to become involved with anyone in the company before, and he'd really only been teasing. Still, when a man looked at Teresa Conway, other considerations tended to fly right out of his mind. Then he shrugged. She doesn't look like the general idea of a bookkeeper, does she? Brett's dark blue eyes cut sharply to him. Bookkeeper? And damned good at what she does, too. She has to automatically be considered a suspect. Brett nodded, turning his gaze once again to the slim back of the woman and watching until she entered the elevator and he was no longer able to see her. He and Evan were in Los Angeles to quietly investigate the mysterious discrepancy that an internal audit had turned up in the Los Angeles office of Carter Engineering, which was under the corporate umbrella of the Carter Marshall Group. When Joshua Carter had heard of the possible embezzlement in his base company, he'd been livid, and Joshua Carter in a rage was something to behold, even though he was now pushing 70. He'd called in his prize troubleshooter.